This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A somber mood at the Capitol yesterday with news that Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise had been shot.
Our former colleague, Steve Scalise, critical condition. He lost a lot of blood. Such a tragedy.
But the House still had business to do. The budget bill, without its author, Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry, who had left to be with Scalise, his friend and mentor. The circumstances undoubtedly had a dampening effect on the usually fiery rhetoric over HB 1. Prairieville Republican Tony Bacala argued the committee-approved version, appropriating about $100 million less than the official revenue forecast, was a responsible compromise.
If we quit trying to figure out what side wins and what side loses, and we just said, let's try to do what's best for the state, holding back a little bit has great merit.
But Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger, a Democrat, urged the House to amend the bill and appropriate the full amount.
We are not able to predict what is going to occur from moment to moment. We have a keen reminder of that this morning. And so rather than tie our hands by not appropriating enough, it is wiser for us to appropriate what is available, and we will have flexibility to address those challenges.
The amendment was approved 53-50. Baton Rouge Representative Franklin Foyle, handling the bill for its author, then said,
"The bill in its current form now appropriates 100% of what REC is forecasting. This was not how I wanted to see this bill passed out, but I realize this is a process, so I'm going to move favorable passage at this time."
It passed. Senate Finance takes it up today. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.